This is News 88.7 In Depth. I'm education reporter Laura Eisensee. I've been following how one Houston school is trying to transform high school. One thing they're doing is rethinking the role of teachers, even how they're first hired. I got to see how they do the interview process, and it may be unlike any job interview you've ever had. About a dozen job candidates head into the main office at Fur High School. Inside, Principal Bertie Simmons welcomes them to something unusual.
And you'll never do it in other school because there's no other school in America doing this. Have any of you ever been to Escape the Room?
A few candidates nod. They recognize the name of an adventure game, usually played by family and friends.
Have you heard of it?
Yes.
Okay. Well, we have an Escape the Interview. And what we're going to do is put all of you in the teacher's lounge. And there are some clues in there. We're going to lock the door. And you cannot get out until you solve the problems.
This is part of how Fur is trying to create a new model for high school, with the help of $10 million from the XQ Institute. They didn't want just a traditional sit-down interview to hire teachers for a non-traditional school. Q, Escape the Interview.
It's going to show us whether you can work as a team. It's going to show us whether you're creative. It's going to show us whether you persevere.
The candidates, a group of teachers, clerks, and administrators, head to the teachers' lounge.
Good luck. Good luck.
Thank you.
You never see me again.
Inside, music plays, smoke fills the room, and one applicant, Megan Stevenson, reads their first task. She quit law school to teach.
Collaborate to solve the challenge and find the master key to make your escape before the room is filled with deadly gas. Introduce ourselves and identify the strengths of everyone in the room.
Okay.
Soon they tackle other challenges. First a blindfolded beanbag toss, then complicated puzzles. Rishon Cockrell takes the lead. He hopes to land an assistant principal spot.
Yeah, that's a match. That one's a match.
While this unfolds in the teacher's lounge, down the hall, the principal and five other educators gather around a conference room table. They watch a live video feed and take notes. Here's consultant Paula Fendley.
I'm penciling her name in.
Well, that's nice.
Very impressive. Could we make her a teacher instead of a clerk? She looks like she has some really good skills.
Before they finish, let's pause and check with someone who studies the best way to hire talent.
I'm Jamie Belen. I'm the Assistant Dean for Career Services at the Bauer College of Business at UH.
Belen says activities like Escape the Room are great for team building. But as a job interview, she has doubts.
When you're measuring people, the measurements that you do need to clearly relate to the actual competencies you're hiring for. Because otherwise, if someone's not selected, you do run the risk of them coming back and saying, I wasn't fairly measured.
She says there are proven ways to measure someone's critical thinking, like case interviews. Back at Fur, the applicants finally crack the code and escape. The principal, Bertie Simmons, meets up with them and asks how it went.
What have you learned from this that you might bring to a new job?
Again, Megan Stevenson.
I got so much better at figuring out what the issue was at hand when I started asking the people around me, what do you see? And it was kind of pieces of what we all put together.
Another candidate, Kenya Pinkard, says she had no clue they'd be doing an escape room interview.
What I learned is that I can actually take a step back and watch everybody utilize their strengths. And then if there's something that I can add in a moment, then, you know, step in and add.
Simmons tells them they'll follow up with more traditional interviews before making a final decision. From the News 88.7 Education Desk, I'm Laura Eisensee.